Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. Before I go any farther, I want to mention that after next week, Heart of the Matter will only be heard by going to our Pilgrim's Covenant Church sermon audio page. We have begun moving some of our archived HOM programs over to that page already. We won't be moving all of them, but we're going to move some of them. And then soon, any Heart of the Matter programs that we do record and post, those will only be found on that PCC sermon audio page, where we also post the weekly Lord's Day morning sermon from our church. We're going to then be taking down the Heart of the Matter page, well, to economize. Now, in just a few minutes, I'm going to play a 30-second audio message for you. And before I do that, I want to give you some background information on that message, which boldly and clearly expresses the philosophy, the purpose, the very heart of the state educational system and those that run it. Now, this is an issue which I have been greatly concerned with since the Lord used a faithful Christian brother to open my eyes to the vital responsibility of parents to remove their children from the state school system and educate them in agreement, in obedience to what the Word of God teaches. Now, that was back in 1989 when I had been a Christian for just 6 years. Then, in those early years when I hosted several radio programs and a weekly television program for a nationwide Christian network, that is beginning in 1995, the Lord gave me a great conviction that I must speak very plainly and biblically on this issue of the education of the children of Christian parents. And so, over the years, by the grace of God, and simply in pursuit of my duty, I have produced many programs and sermons on that very issue. But it just grieves my heart that the vast majority of Christian parents right now in 2013, and in spite of the development of such excellent resources for home educators, homeschoolers, and in spite of the moral, ideological, and intellectual depravity of the government school system, the vast majority of Christian parents still send their children into that immoral, God-mocking, Christ-dishonoring, brainwashing cesspool known as the public school system. It likewise grieves me and troubles me that the vast majority of ministers, evangelical ministers, justify with all sorts of flimsy excuses the sending of children, the children of the flock they shepherd, into the government school system 5 days a week, 9 months per year. In doing this, they lightly brush aside an overwhelming body of Scripture which condemns what they condone. And it's grievous also that even most ministers who do encourage home education or education in a sound Christian school yet do not give this matter the priority it ought to have. They don't speak as plainly as they ought, directly as they ought, and also help those parents, that is, the church they pastor, help those parents who truly need help to educate their children at home or in a church school setting, church school of some kind, making use of volunteers as much as possible. It's just grievous. It just is so very grievous. Now, I'm not going to preach on this matter today. I've done so many, many times using the Word of God. I trust that so long as I do preach, I will revisit this very issue over and over again. I will speak plainly. This is one of those situations which demands plain speaking. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It is a sin for Christian parents to willingly send their children to be educated by wicked men and women in a system dedicated to promoting the devil's cause. There can be no claim of ignorance any longer. In other words, are there any Christian parents out there that don't realize that they have the freedom to educate their child properly, and that millions of Christian parents are using this freedom? And when I say willingly send, The obvious exception I'm thinking of, because I say those who willingly send, I'm thinking of those who don't have a choice. I'm thinking of then a Christian parent who doesn't have full custody of his child or children. And that's the sum total of what I'm thinking about. There are other genuine hardship cases where the local church ought to step in and provide the help needed if there is a genuine need. But Christians ought not to make excuses and say, oh, I need to send my children to the government schools. I need to do this, which is against the word of God and so detrimental to my child. No, you don't need to do that. You need to trust in the Lord. You need to pray for his help. And you need to get your children out of the government school system and begin educating them in a God-honoring, scriptural way. God will make a way for you to do that. God will make the way. He always makes a way for us to obey him in all things. So when I speak of those who willingly send their children to the government school system, I'm not trying to then set up a situation where people can say, well, I don't really willingly do it, but, you know, we just feel that, fill in the blank. No, there are those parents that have no choice. Everyone else is really without excuse. Now, don't tell me there are some good and decent teachers in that system, that government school system. So apparently then it's just fine to send your children also into the arms of God-mocking, Christ-hating, Scripture-despising rebels and reprobates, including sexual outlaws of all sorts, thus to be taught a curriculum that is permeated with lies and immorality and unscriptural principles right across the board and in an environment which is steeped in sensuality and licentiousness. But I need to stop here, or we're never going to get to that audio message I want to play. In this 30-second message, you're going to hear the philosophy, the ideology, the goal, the heart's desire of the government education crowd, including the politicians, the educrats, the teachers' union, the social engineers, and so forth. You will hear the voice of statism, of collectivism, of communism, of fascism. Are they not kissing cousins? National socialism and international socialism. In brief, you're going to hear the voice of tyranny, which puts man in the place of God and despises all that is heavenly and holy. Now, I'm going to play that audio right now. Then I'll explain the who and what. After that, we're going to play it again.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
What you just heard there is a 30-second message, which is part of a campaign called Lean Forward, which is being conducted by the cable television network MSNBC. So that was the audio from a television ad, so to speak. Now, let me read you this to help you understand this campaign. This is from the MSNBC Lean Forward website. We all want to live in a nation that's better tomorrow than it is today. But for the past 20 years, we've been recycling the same old conversations. Enough with the arguments. It's time to advance the issues. In other words, let's stop this. We've got to shut down this other side. We have to advance the issues. MSNBC has evolved into a trusted destination for American progress. But while history has gotten us this far, our best days are still ahead of us. We're for people who believe in progress. We're for people who believe in the promise of America. We're for people who believe forward is the only way to go. Now, the woman you heard in that audio from Lean Forward, her name is Melissa Harris Perry. This woman with the hyphenated last name is typical of those, quote, progressives, unquote, who sneer at the notion that children are, as the psalm declares, a heritage of the Lord, given into the care of their parents to be brought up for his glory and in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6, verse 4. Melissa Harris Perry and her collectivist friends insist that your children belong to them. Essential to that collective ownership is that all children must then be educated their way, that is, corrupted and brainwashed by the state educators. Now, I have in front of me the bio of Melissa Harris Perry. Let me read you some excerpts, since, in fact, most of the whole thing I'll read, since, as I said, this woman is typical of those who shape and control the government school system, typical of those men and women who shape the government school system, which so many Christians willingly send their children into, thus ignoring the Word of God, betraying the duty they have to not only properly educate, but protect their own precious children, and in the process then giving much, much aid and comfort to those who hate Christ and hate Christianity and hate the Word of God and are laboring diligently to destroy not only morality and family and, quite frankly, the true Church of Jesus Christ, but also civil and religious liberty. Let me read some of this to you. Harris Perry is professor of political science at Tulane University, where she is founding director of the Anna Julia Cooper Project on Gender, Race, and Politics in the South. She previously served on the faculties of the University of Chicago and Princeton University. Harris Perry is author of the well-received book Sister Citizen, Shame, Stereotypes, and Black Women in America, which argues that persistent, harmful stereotypes, invisible to many, probably because they don't exist, but painfully familiar to Black women, profoundly shape Black women's politics, contribute to policies that treat them unfairly, and make it difficult for Black women to assert their rights in the political arena. Now, I will stop here and tell you Harris Perry is a Black woman who is a professor of political science at Tulane University. She's involved with this MSNBC. I believe she hosts a program there. And we can see she's having a terrible time trying to assert her rights in the political arena and so forth. And then it goes on to talk here about some of her other books and the awards they've won. And that says Professor Harris Perry is a columnist for The Nation magazine, where she writes a monthly column also titled Sister Citizen. In addition to hosting her own show at MSNBC, she provides expert commentary on U.S. elections, racial issues, religious questions, and gender concerns for a variety of other media outlets. Her academic research is inspired by a desire to investigate the challenges facing contemporary Black Americans and to better understand the multiple creative ways that African Americans respond to these challenges. Her work is published in scholarly journals and edited volumes, and her interests include the study of African American political thought, Black religious ideas and practice, and social and clinical psychology. Professor Harris Perry's creative and dynamic teaching is also motivated by the practical and racial issues of our time. Professor Harris Perry has taught students from grade school to graduate school and has been recognized for her commitment to the classroom as a site of democratic deliberation on race. She travels extensively speaking to colleges, organizations, and businesses in the United States and abroad. Then it tells about some prestigious awards she has won. Then it tells us this bio. Professor Harris Perry received her BA in English from Wake Forest University, her PhD in political science from Duke University, and an honorary doctorate from Meadville Lombard Theological School. And she studied theology at Union Theological Seminary in New York. And that goes on, says she lives in New Orleans with her husband, James Perry, and is the mother of a terrific daughter, Parker. Then we have the affiliations here, and it's all Human Rights Campaign, that's a sodomite group, National Fair Housing Alliance, Auburn Theological Seminary, Planned Parenthood, of course, here's another theological school, Center for Peace and Justice, People for the American Way. There's a group whose name is a lie. They're not People for the True American Way, but and other such groups. Here we have a little tidbit, too. Melissa Harris-Perry answers the question, why is Roe v. Wade important to me? And here's how she answers. It means that my friends, my sisters, my nieces, my students, my daughter, and I can learn, grow, and live, knowing that we will have privacy, safety, and options to make the most important decisions in our lives. Now, this is the woman so concerned with children, isn't it? Now, after that promotional spot I played earlier began running on MSNBC, there were voices of criticism raised against the content of the message, and we're glad to know that, including by some conservative talk show hosts. Well, of course, the Melissa Harris-Perrys of this world are not to be criticized. They are, of course, themselves the sum total and fount of all knowledge and morality as they define morality. So Harris-Perry responded in the typical way, and she wrote an article up, and she starts out here talking about the hateful personal attacks that filled up her inbox. See, if you disagree, if you have a strong opinion, that is a hateful personal attack. And she says, after talking about these so-called hateful personal attacks, she says, allow me to double down. One thing is for sure, I have no intention of apologizing for saying that our children, all of our children, and then she goes on and on and on. And she talks about also vitriolic responses, a flood of them, and so on and so forth. She has a tweet here on her Twitter page. She has Matthew 5, the verse 44. But I say unto you, she doesn't put the verse in, but I'm reading it to you. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So she's being persecuted and despitefully used because there's an awful lot of us yet that don't believe that our children belong to her and her friends and the government. Now, before we close here, I'm going to play that audio from the Lean Forward campaign again. Those Christians who have children that are in the government school system need to listen carefully and ask yourselves, why am I helping the likes of Melissa Harris-Perry, helping her advance darkness, advance wickedness, advance the agenda and kingdom of the devil? Why am I giving my beloved children into the arms of the likes of Harris-Perry? Why am I not rather protecting my children and nurturing my children spiritually, morally, intellectually, no matter the sacrifice on my part? And I pray that ministers will listen to this and ask themselves if this is the appropriate question for them, if they're not taking the stand they should on this issue. Ask themselves, why am I treating this matter of the education of the children of this church, the lambs of the Lord's flock, as if it were a matter of personal opinion instead of a vital duty clearly defined by the Word of God? Now, let me also, before we hear that audio clip one more time, let me also read a few quotes from some philosophical, ideological soulmates of Mrs. Harris-Perry and her collectivist friends who say, your children are their children, and who are determined that all the children of this nation not only belong to the state, but can only be educated by the state, preferably beginning as toddlers. The Communist Manifesto, abolition of the family, reading now. Even the most radical flare up at this infamous proposal of the communists. The bourgeois family will vanish as a matter of course. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime, we plead guilty. But you will say we destroy the most hallowed of relations when we replace home education by social. The bourgeois claptrap about the family and education, about the hallowed correlation of parent and child, become all the more disgusting. Plank 10 of the Communist Manifesto, free education of children in public schools, and that means mandatory. Adolf Hitler, November 6, 1939, when an opponent says, "I will not come over to your side," I calmly say, "Your child belongs to us already. You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing but this new community." The Nazis, of course, mandated government education of children. In fact, homeschoolers in Germany right now are being persecuted under a Nazi-era law that forbids home education of children and requires that the state do it. The Nazis also, by the way, made great use of the National Teachers Union in Germany to brainwash the children of that nation. The National Teachers Union was a tool in the hands of the Nazis. And here's an excerpt from an editorial in a magazine very popular with the public school educators. It's the Humanist magazine. This particular editorial appeared in the January-February 1983 magazine edition of that magazine. I happen to have it here in my files. I'm sure there have been many more such articles since, but back in 1983. "I am convinced that the battle for mankind's future must be won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. These teachers must embody the same selfless education as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach, regardless of the educational level, preschool, daycare center, or large state university. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism. It will undoubtedly be a long, arduous, painful struggle, replete with much sorrow and many tears, but humanism will emerge triumphant. It must, if the family of mankind is to survive." All right, let's listen again to educator Melissa Harris Perry. Let's just listen one more time, and let's hear, right in this short excerpt, the very heart and soul, the philosophy and goal of those who run the state school system.
"We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments."
Now, I've used many passages, many verses, many texts, many passages from the Word of God in the past to show that it is clearly against the will of God. It is to sin against Him when Christian parents place children in the government school system. Today I'm going to close with just several scripture verses. First, what the Lord declares in 1 Samuel 2, the verse 30. "For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Christian parent, you must know that you're not honoring the Lord but despising Him when you give the children He has given you into the arms of those who hate Him, to be influenced and miseducated, to be proselytized, to be brainwashed, to be corrupted. And what did the prophet Jehu say when he rebuked King Jehoshaphat for his alliance with Ahab? "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." 2 Chronicles, the chapter 19, the verse 2. And then remember what our Lord Jesus warned in Matthew 18, the verse 7. "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come," that is, this fallen world is filled with temptations, as must be expected of a fallen world, and offenses will come. But then Christ went on to say, "But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." That is, woe to the man who puts temptation in front of others. Woe to him. And so what of parents who voluntarily put their own precious children, a heritage and reward of the Lord, into that temptation-saturated environment of the government school system 5 days a week, 7 hours or more per day? And we could go on for quite some time, and I've done it before, going to the Scriptures. There are so many Scriptures that so loudly declare against this putting of children, the children of Christian parents, into the government school system. I would dare say there's not a Christian alive in this country that doesn't know the options they have, that doesn't know how horrible the school system is. But let me just close with this, just this one verse, James 4, the verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. My prayer is that this essential matter of the education of the children of Christ's blood-bought flock will soon, very soon, be made a matter of grave and pressing concern by ministers, by parents, and by churches.